American Family News, I'm Robert Thornton. The FBI and other federal agencies have confirmed that Iranian hackers sent stolen non-public material from former President Donald Trump's campaign to individuals formerly associated with the Biden-Harris campaign. Here's Fox's Jillian Turner.
U.S. intelligence agencies and the State Department are now revealing that at some point over the summer, the Iranian regime was able to hack into the Trump campaign, steal information from them, and then tried to actually share that information with what was then the Biden-Harris campaign. The FBI says there's no evidence that Harris staffers responded to any of those stolen emails they received, and the Harris campaign says, quote, few individuals were targeted on their personal emails with what looked like a spam or phishing attempt. The FBI now says that Iran is also desperately trying to leak stolen Trump documents to American voters through media outlets.
Newsweek reports today the Department of Justice moved to drop a charge against January 6th defendant Taylor Taranto following a June Supreme Court ruling regarding the application of the federal obstruction statute, according to court filings. In a 6-3 decision on June 28th, the Supreme Court narrowed the scope of the federal obstruction statute used to charge over 355 January 6th defendants, limiting its application and related prosecutions. Prosecutors have started to back down from the charge in the wake of the ruling. A man from Alaska has been arrested for allegedly threatening to kill six Supreme Court justices. Here's Fox's David Spunt.
More than 450 messages allegedly sent via an online portal to six unnamed Supreme Court justices using homophobic language, racist language, and other threatening language. This is allegedly coming from a 76-year-old man in Alaska Anchorage. His name is Panos Anastasio. He threatened not only the lives of six unnamed justices, but also their family members. The messages began in March 2023 and picked up after July 1st of this year when the Supreme Court majority ruled in favor of former President Donald Trump in his federal immunity case. And according to the indictment, his message contained a threat to murder Supreme Court justices 1 and 2 and family members 1 and 2 by threatening to send fellow veterans to, quote, spray their homes with bullets.
Hunter Biden will be sentenced on felony firearms charges in December after the judge agreed to delay it as requested by the defense today. In June, President Joe Biden's son was convicted in Delaware federal court of 3 felonies for purchasing a gun in 2018 when prosecutors said he lied on a federal form by claiming he was not illegally using or addicted to drugs. He was initially scheduled to be sentenced on November 13th. Anti-Israel protesters have vandalized a statue of Benjamin Franklin at the University of Pennsylvania, among other things. Here's AFN's Bronson Woodruff.
A social media post from the group Up Against the Occupation shows a picture of the statue splattered with red paint. The caption reads, "Pen, your hands are red." The caption says the Ben Franklin statue stands proudly, quote, as a symbol of imperial violence and colonialism. The group says the red paint serves as a visual reminder of the more than 186,000 martyrs and the university's complicity in genocide. Sophia Witt, Executive Vice President of Students Supporting Israel, says it's a visual reminder of something else.
I think it's a visual reminder of the disrespect and moral bankruptcy that I think characterizes these extremist groups on campuses. I think that vandalism underscores, you know, the lack of integrity and empathy these groups have.
Witt says she thinks that any group praising this act should be held accountable by the school administration.
I think that they should take action against these students that are praising these actions and, if anything, just ban them from the registration process at UPenn.
Anti-Israel groups like this one have previously claimed that attempts to crack down on protesters, including arrests, have demonstrated a lack of tolerance and suppression of Palestinian voices. Witt's take on this case at UPenn is that desecrating a statue supersedes the idea of free speech.
That's not free speech, not free expression. Our First Amendment doesn't protect people from destroying other property.
Campus Reform also reports the group Up Against the Occupation additionally criticized the university administration for suppressing the, quote, student intifada. I'm Bronson Woodruff.
See more news online at afn.net. I'm Robert Thornton.